Hi, this is Irene Alfon, and we are talking about how to help your children build self-confidence. Today, we're going to talk about how to do this by giving them responsibilities. Children, they want to help out. They want to be of help, and they want to have responsibilities. And how you let them be a part of your family life and help them let them help out is going to define how they build their self-confidence on just this. Dr. Sears actually says that the children will internalize values by helping out in the family, and that they will when they help out in the family and the living area, maintaining the living area, they will internalize values and take upon them more responsibilities. He also says that you should start giving your child responsibilities at a very young age, actually down all the way to 2 years old. He says that the younger you give them responsibilities, the more they will grow with the task. And all the way down to 2 years of age, you can help them help out in the living area by doing the things that they say that they're interested in. So if they're fascinated by the vacuum cleaner, you can give them the vacuum cleaner to clean. You can help them how to do it, and they can do a little bit of that around the house. Between the ages of 2 and 4, you can start giving them chores around the house by putting in taking care of their belongings. From 2 to 4 years old, they are capable of taking care of their own belongings and putting them where they're supposed to be. And Dr. Sears says that when children get this responsibility and they understood what this responsibility is, they will actually be more prepared to take more responsibilities in society later on. My son, he started to put together his toys when he was 2 years of age, and actually I saw that he started breaking lesser toys after he did this, and this made me think that he understood a little bit more about the value of stuff when he had to take care of them himself. But it's not like he loves to do his chores all the time, and when the fun wears off of the tasks for the children, they might get a little work evasion. They might just get the evasion so that they don't want to do it anymore. And when they do this, you have to help them do it together with them. Just help them do it, the responsibility a little bit more. And they might just see that they're losing playtime over it. So help them see that they can do it, and just help them a little bit starting to do it. Well, it's so much easier to start helping them out, just doing it together with them, instead of trying to nag them to do something they're not motivated for. Help them get into the groove by doing it with them. And then to get the motivation going, that you can also develop a system where you pay your children for doing chores. You should do a system when you have some chores that they have to do, that they're expected to do just because they're living in the house and they're not getting paid for, and then a system for other chores that they should get some money for. We have a system where my son gets paid a little bit of money for each chore that he does, and he's a little bit free to do whatever he wants of those chores. But if he doesn't do anything, he doesn't get any money. This shows in the value of money, and that it has to do something before he can get something for it. So actually, just think about this too, that you might be able to, and you might have to make some more payments for the jobs that nobody wants to do. Just be prepared for that. And because children are immediate reward oriented, you should pay them right away. Children also likes to do things outdoors. So if you have a garden or something like that, you should take them out and do things with them outside and help them to be able to do chores in the garden, like taking the leaves and making the lawn, and but do it with them before they do it themselves so they can understand how to do it. By having your children help around the house, it actually gives them more of a feeling of value, and they also give a feeling of usefulness in that they are needed, and this will give them more self-confidence. It also reveals you from a little bit of the chores at home as an adult. So this is Irene Alson, and we were talking about how to build your children's self-confidence, and today it was about giving them chores, giving them responsibilities, and making them become more sure of themselves because of this through responsibilities. Cheers.